What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we take this next phone call, we went into the break talking about this very bizarre request by the FBI to all of the first responder units at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, instructing them to refuse all requests for any records about what happened that night. And these are all supposed to be public records, police logs, fire logs, ambulance logs, and so forth. And the FBI is saying, no, don't give it out. Now, according to Judge Napolitano, he's saying, according to the FBI transcripts, there were no gunshots fired inside that Pulse nightclub until the SWAT teams entered the building. And even the chief of police of Orlando has admitted some, now meaning probably all of the victims, were shot by the police, not by the patsy. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Paul Topetti from Poker Face, tell us about Freedom Palooza 2016.
Real quick on the Michael. Real quick on the Pulse shooting. I have two friends that live there. One drove by the area 20 minutes before this event happened. She said it was like a ghost town. Okay.
Yeah.
This was very odd because that's a very busy place. And the second friend had a friend call from the club, said that there was multiple shooters in the club, or multiple people in the club.
Okay.
Whether they shot anything or not.
Well, so tell us about Freedom Palooza 2016.
Okay, freedompalooza.com is the site to go to find out information, how to get there, who's speaking, the band's playing. It's going to start Friday night, tomorrow night at 7, and it'll run through Sunday at 10 p.m. Camping is included in the price, $25 each day, $50 for the weekend for the donation, and parking is included. Johnny Max is going to be the last year that we're going to hold it there because he's closing down, so we'll be moving it to Central Pennsylvania for the following years. But it's... Yeah, it starts 7 p.m. tomorrow night with great music, and we'll end 10 p.m. with Art Larson from No Place for Corruption.
Okay, so that's freedompalooza.com, and I've got a link to it from What Really Happened, so you can just hunt for that word, Freedom Palooza. If you live anywhere around the area, be a great thing to do for the holiday weekend.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, boy, I just had to bring up that Pulse, and I would love to talk about that. But I did call in to talk about Loretta Lynch. So,
okay.
It's kind of interesting that one report came out that said Bill Clinton had heard that Loretta Lynch would be landing soon, so he decided to hang out for a little bit so he could speak with her. Well, that goes contrary to the, well, it just kind of sort of happened that she just happened to show up while I was there. So there's our first little contradiction right there.
Well, but, there's another contradiction.
You know, it's interesting.
Hang on a second. If he did not have a plane ticket, he would not be allowed into the terminal to meet her at the plane. So clearly this was arranged ahead of time so that they knew where to meet.
Okay, so now we continue on. And it's interesting, when questioned about this, she said, we primarily talked about his grandchildren and his golf game. And well, primarily means that there were other things you talked about that you're not mentioning here. And I kind of have to wonder why you won't tell us what those other things were. And, you know, I'm kind of curious. Let me throw this little scenario at you and tell you, and you tell me if you think that I'm even remotely close to a possibility here.
Well, you know, Loretta, you know, Janet Reno, when she
yes.
was in your position, she never forget who put her where she was, and she was always a part of the team, and she was a good team player, and she did whatever we told her to do, and I want you to remember who put you where you are, and don't ever forget that. And oh, by the way, in case you have any questions or any doubts whatsoever, I want to give you two words you can think about here as you conduct your investigation. Vince Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And because,
well,
people are asking me, well, because, hold on, people, I have one more point. People keep asking me, why is it so hard to get an indictment against Hillary Why does nothing ever seem, no matter what they throw at the Clintons, nothing sticks. They always seem to keep striving on, and everybody keeps supporting them. And I keep pointing out, would you like to see a list of 48 names? I can give you 48 names of people who crossed paths with the Clintons and learned the hard way.
Well, it's not just the ones who were killed. I mean, they're the ones who had their lives destroyed, you know, for being an inconvenience to the Clinton. Like yesterday's guest, Patrick Knowlton, you know, those of us in the truth movement, it's not like we threw away promising careers to do this. We didn't realize what we were in until it was too late. You know, in my case, it was back in 1994 where, you know, I had the evidence in the FBI's own files that they were lying about the case, and I wanted to do something about it, see something, say something. And my career in Hollywood evaporated. They pulled the same thing on me they did on actress Jean Seberg back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our show at this time, and we're taking phone calls talking about this bizarre meeting between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And everybody is wondering just, you know, what kind of a conflict of interest does this demonstrate, and should Loretta Lynch recuse herself from all investigations involving Hillary? And yes, she should. I mean, because over in New York, Loretta Lynch's offices are in the same building as Hillary's offices. They're just separated something like 2-3 floors. All right, so Art, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to agree, after every one of these mass shootings, people start rushing to buy the guns. But there is one other problem, some obstacles, in that the government has created these ammo shortages. And also, you mentioned, I think, yesterday how banking, the financiers of the gun shops, are pulling their support back. So now the gun owners are, you know, the gun shops are having a hard time getting financing for, you know, buying their product line and stuff. So, the ammo shortages are concerning me. I've gone into stores and you could buy the rifles, like the .22 long rifles, pretty cheap, but you can't find the ammo for them. So, you know, having guns are pointless and useless unless you have ammunition for them.
Well, there's 2 points there. First of all, I mean, it's not that difficult to set up a loading bench in your home and order the components and make your own ammunition. Second, believe it or not, Israel has received so much ammunition from the United States, they're actually starting to export it back here to the United States. So we're going to start seeing that military-grade ammunition hit the shelves real soon.
Well, I actually see them to go after the reloaders, too. I mean, they could stop that. You take out a couple of things of the equation there. You can't even reload your own ammunition. Now, the .22 long rifles, you can't even reload those. That's impossible to reload a .22.
I understand that. Yes. Okay. At some point, somebody's going to have to file a lawsuit saying that this limiting of ammunition is an infringement of the right to keep and bear arms.
Agreed.
Because, you know, selling an empty, allowing you to buy guns but not ammunition, that is an infringement on your right to self-defense. And somebody needs to make a big case about that.
I totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what they'll probably also do is create a black market, though, too. Now they'll have something else to worry about coming in the country. Ammo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's going to be a black market for ammunition and firearms. Or go on down to Mexico, pretend you're a drug dealer, and get all the ammunition you want from Fast and Furious.
Yeah. I assume there's already a black market on the clips, the high-capacity clips already. I assume there is a market for that.
Well, there's not only a black market for that. You can make those on a 3D printer. You know, and this idea that, you know, you don't need a 30-round clip, you know, to go hunting for a deer. And, you know, the Second Amendment wasn't written because the deer were coming.
Right.
And there is that reality. And again, the United States Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller, the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the exact same weaponry carried by the uniformed forces. If they've got 30-round magazines, you're allowed to have 30-round magazines.
Totally agree. Thanks, Michael.
All right, we're going to switch over here to John in Barbados. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Just going back to that point that you made earlier about France and the unions, I've just been looking at the news coming out of France. The unions have turned down flat Hollande's little niggling at the edges of this austerity plan. So it looks like your prediction that the union should just say no and get rid of it. It looks like it's happened. So another blow for the working man has been struck.
So I think we're starting to see all over the world, and I've said this before, this push for a global government and a global private central bank has created a political climate that could easily lead to a global revolution of people in every country standing up, kicking out the private central bankers, kicking out the oligarchs, and saying, we're going to do what's best for we, the people, and our children. And quit all this nonsense about being worked to death to make insanely rich people richer than they already are.
And I was particularly struck by that video clip of the attack on that ISIS convoy leaving Fallujah and heading northwards by the Iraqis. And learning that after the attack, learning that actually the fixed-wing aircraft were stopped from flying by the Americans. All I can say is, well, that must have saved Iraq a lot of money because they still destroyed the convoy with helicopters.
Yeah, they went in and they wiped it out. I mean, the U.S., first of all, refused to bomb the convoy. And then when the Iraqis said, we'll take care of it, the U.S. literally flew interference. The U.S. is protecting ISIS. Because ISIS is the U.S. tool to redraw the map of the Middle East. And you know what's really insane? All of these war policies and agendas are falling apart. They're failing miserably, and still they won't call it off.
Well, everything seems to be falling apart. This nonsense with the Brexit now is going into overdrive with all sorts of bickering and backbiting coming out of Brussels. I think that it's a sign that the union isn't so unified. I think we're going to see a complete fall apart in the very, very near future.
We've already got something like 9 member states of the European Union are going to have independence referendums. There are 34 referendums in total, all seeking to limit the authority of Brussels to interfere with the member nations. And, of course, you have Juncker on the other side who's out there saying, well, it's time to get rid of this idea of a multi-nation coalition, and this is going to be the Europe super state, and we will rule it all from Brussels. Apparently, there is now even a move to move the capital of the European Union out of Brussels and bring it down possibly to France or Germany. And Germany would be really good because Merkel is acting like she's in charge of the EU anyway.
Well, unfortunately, this whole nonsense now has completely discredited Merkel with her immigration policy and her EU policy. I mean, even her own huge businessmen who run businesses like Mercedes and BMW and Volkswagen Audi are saying, you know, stop this nonsense.
You know, the German economy took a major, major hit from these Russian sanctions, and they're really not going to be able to take another hit from thumbing their nose over at Great Britain. It's just not going to be able to happen.
And I think it's appalling that all these, I've watched the demonstrations outside the Houses of Parliament with all these youngsters. Obviously, during the working day, why aren't they at work?
Have jobs.
Well, there's plenty of opportunity. They should be out there looking. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're worthless waste of time.
Well, they may also be rent-a-mobs. I mean, that's a phenomenon that is not confined just to the United States of America. There are companies here that literally have a business of providing a crowd for a political media event that will be trained to basically agitate a certain way. We know that the anti-Trump camp is making huge use of these people, and they're hiring people just to show up to the Hillary rallies, because nobody's actually showing up to her rallies anymore. And they crowd her staffers in front to try and make it look like she's talking to a crowd. Meanwhile, of course, Donald Trump is filling up sports venues for his speeches.
Well, I think I particularly like the interview by CNN of Nigel Farage, and he brought the hammer down on Obama on this Brexit nonsense.
Okay.
You know, yeah, he said that putting Britain at the back of the queue just was absolutely ridiculous. You know, the longest
they mismanaged the whole thing, and the blame for that has to go up to the EU Commission itself, which clearly got too big for their britches. It was supposed to be a free trade bloc, and instead it was very restrictive of trade. It just sucked money out of the European member nations, and all those member nations got back in exchange for all that money were picky little petty laws like you can't have bananas with too much of a curve, can't eat your pet horse. Oh, and by the way, here's a couple of 100,000 Middle Eastern refugees to add onto your social networks, your social safety nets.
Well, yeah, I mean, the nonsense. Nobody even mentions the billions of pounds we'll save just by exiting this bureaucratic, unelected...
I mean, the EU was getting 15% of its funding from Great Britain. And with Great Britain leaving, that puts Germany in the position of being the only economy remaining in the EU able to prop that entire system up. And the German people, they don't like that idea. They want to work on building up their country and their economy and not just constantly have this giant sucking sound in Brussels, you know, taking away everything they've worked for and built.
Well, I think they better rush with this changes, because in 18 months' time, Germany goes to the polls. And I think the immigration crisis and this crisis within the EU will certainly see Mrs. Merkel on the streets, with
I absolutely agree. Absent massive vote fraud, which is now the norm, Merkel is not going to survive her next re-election campaign.
Absolutely not. Hey, that's all right. I have for you, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right. Again. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Larry in North Carolina. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael Rivera. This is Larry Hollis from North Carolina.
Yes.
I was listening to the gentleman a while ago speaking about reloading, and I've been reloading for probably 10 years, and he can, if he does his brass, his powder, and his reloads his cases correctly, he can't have a match quality round. He can't have some ammunition that's as good as any out there. But that's what I've been doing for about 6 years on this. So I know you can do it.
The target shooters will always do their own loading because that way they have the exact amount of propellant. They can measure the actual slug and adjust it. The boxed ammo from the stores is very, very good, but it's not as consistent as somebody who's doing precision reloads for a target rifle.
And you're exactly right, correct. And I've been listening to your show probably for about 3 months now, and you're on the ball. I give you credit. You've done your homework.
Well, thank you very much. I've been doing this for a very, very long time, and I've been seeing this country just heading in this horrible, horrible direction, and I'd like to find a peaceful way to change course and get us back to being a republic with democratically elected leaders in fair, open, transparent elections. And we got to get rid of this hereditary rule that we have from the Bushes and the Clintons. We have to get rid of this oligarchy that buys the government and has literally bought themselves permission to openly bribe the government and call it the law. This ridiculous idea that corporations are legal persons for the purpose of political donation.
Americans, I don't know that word. I don't know the common sense. One lady, I said, she said, "Well, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for Hillary." And I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Trump's a liar." And I said, "You're a liar." Well, what do you lie about? Well, he's a liar.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that a lot. Larry, I've got to let you go.
Yes.
We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you know, following the Brexit vote, there were some punitive measures taken by ratings agencies against the economy of Great Britain, lowering of the rating, more out of a tantrum than anything else we could detect. But apparently, they're now realizing that the European Union itself is in serious economic trouble. They already were. Losing Britain has made it worse, and Standard & Poor's has just downgraded the credit rating of the entire European Union from AA+ to simply AA. Now, that's not necessarily a bad rating per se, but it shows a lack of confidence that the European Union can get its economic house in order. And, of course, they can't because they have a private central bank that by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And we even have people in the IMF coming on out and saying, you know, this debt-based monetary system, maybe it's not the best thing that we could be doing. In other words, they're finally admitting that I was right about that 11th marble. Now, here's an interesting lawsuit. This was being reported over in Post News D2, and it's basically involving a copyright infringement lawsuit brought by a copyright holder against a computer user. And the sole piece of evidence in the case was this website was taken over and turned into a sting operation, and they trapped a particular user's IP and tracked it down to the machine. The judge basically came on out and said the IP address doesn't actually prove anything. It doesn't prove this person downloaded or copied or distributed anything. He may have just been peeking at the site to see what all the fuss was about. Basically, the judge has set the precedent that the copyright holder must demonstrate that they suffered economic harm before they can sue somebody for copyright infringement. And that's a very, very high standard. Now, obviously, being a creative person myself and involved in the entertainment industry and my wife's music and everything, my sympathies are with the copyright holders. But there is no question they have gone way, way overboard. And it's really the fault of the lawyers trying to churn up more business, more billable hours. They wind up charging the copyright owners hundreds of dollars in legal fees for a recovery of a single DVD, which goes for, what, $20 now? I stopped buying DVDs, so I don't know the current price. Now, over in Russia, we were talking the other day about how their lower house of their government passed a law banning all GMO production and importation. The only exception is GMO life forms that are being used for scientific research. But no GMO food, no GMO seeds, nothing in the commercial marketplace. The upper house has now approved that measure. And so now it's official. Russia has a GMO-free food source. And you're going to see a lot of people wanting to buy Russian food exports because they can't trust American food exports any longer because they've been burned so many times. And the people who are trying to sell the produce to places like China, it's not their fault. They're absolutely convinced they're producing natural, non-GMO wheat is one example that happened recently. Corn is another one. And these cargo ships full of their product, their product gets to China. It gets tested. And they find the genetic markers for GMO manipulation. And they said, we're going to send it back. We will not have it here. So this experiment with GMO has really turned out to be a disaster. And it was all put forward out of greed. I think people are beginning to look back at that Michael Douglas character, Gordon Gekko, in Wall Street, the first one, there were two of them made, where he's out there doing a speech saying greed is good. And he's absolutely wrong. Greed is bad. The lust for money just to have the money is bad. It's destructive. It's addictive. And that's where a lot of the problems are coming from. Now, I don't have a problem with people who are rich, like James Cameron. He's rich because I want to buy his movies. That's how it's done. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we continue on with the regular news, I'm noticing on the We Hate Donald Trump network, Megyn Kelly is apparently getting ready to do this special report on terror in America. So they're pre-selling the next false flag terror attack to get us all riled up and ready to just forget all about the crimes and corruptions of the government and the money junkies and salute the flag and fling our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets here. Now, we're talking about GMO. Russia's upper house has now approved the ban on all GMO products, the only exception being small cases for scientific research only, but not to enter the food chain. And the world is going to be flocking to Russia to buy their agricultural exports. Meanwhile, in this country, of course, we've got the DARC Act, which was passed to head off Vermont's GMO labeling law that was supposed to go into effect tomorrow. And it now gives the FDA 2 years to write the new rules for GMO labeling. So for the next 2 years, the GMO companies will be shoving their product at you because nobody else will buy it. Let's sell it to those stupid Americans then. Now, of course, paired with the GMO is the pesticide glyphosate. And as you know, the World Health Organization came on out and declared it a probable carcinogen. And even that was watered down because the World Health Organization wanted to say, yes, this is a carcinogen. And they got all the lobbyists over there saying, you can't say that. It's going to hurt our sales. It'll hurt our profits. And we'll be able to sue you under the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. And there are now lawsuits being filed against Monsanto for glyphosate. Attorney Robin L. Greenwald's firm, Weitz & Luxembourg, is representing more than 30 people who are going to sue Monsanto because exposure to glyphosate has been determined to have given them cancers. Now, here's a bizarre story. This is out of Zero Hedge. And apparently what's been going on is a group of scientists, 107 Nobel laureates, are demanding Greenpeace stop opposing GMOs. And their only justification for making that demand is, after all, we're scientists. You should listen to the scientific literature and expert opinion before you decide on what you're going to do. That's literally the entire argument. We're scientists, so there. Now, as I've mentioned before in the context of ClimateGate, we see science get hijacked and distorted for political or economic gain, or it makes errors and perpetuate errors by arrogance and stupidity. You shouldn't blindly trust science. Science is not supposed to be about trust. It's supposed to be about reproducibility of results. There are reasons not to simply trust science. Alchemy, for one. Phlogiston chemistry for another. Prior to the 14th century, astronomers thought the Earth was the center of the universe because, after all, that's what the church wanted. And they literally spent, academics, scientists of the day, spent hundreds of years of scientific research on the theory of epicycles, trying to reconcile the Earth-centered model of the solar system with the observed motions of the planets. And epicycles holds the record for longest-running scientific goof in history. So they're out there saying, we're all Nobel laureates. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing. Don't forget Al Gore got the Nobel Peace Prize for screaming about human-caused global warming. In 1948, the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine went to the discovery of DDT. A few years later, it had almost destroyed the entire food chain. In 1949, the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine went to the discovery of the therapeutic value of lobotomy. Patients had their brains butchered by having what was essentially an ice pick shoved up their nose into their brains. So being a Nobel laureate does not, in fact, mean you're actually right. You're just politically successful and you've got good backers behind you. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Jimmy in England. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I just wanted to talk about the Brexit, obviously. I don't know what John Kerry is putting his nose in for now. He was on the television today saying they should overturn the Brexit, and he knows of plenty ways how to do it, only he wasn't going to talk about them. And John from Barbados, I know he's a regular contributor, sure, but most of those demonstrators in London were students who are scared stiff that they won't be able to travel across Europe because we've come out of Europe. I just want to know what you thought about that.
Well, first of all,
I
was
in phone off because it's and listen to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I understand it's a long-distance call and it's very expensive. I got to work in Europe back in the 1980s. And I was working in Great Britain. I was working in Italy. I was working in Germany. And I didn't have any problems getting across the borders. And there was no European Union back then. And my guess is when the European Union collapses, they'll go back to the old system. Yes, you had to show a passport, but that was it. I mean, it's nowhere near the headache that TSA is at the airports today. Everybody was very, very nice and polite. And rather ironically enough, I went through the Vienna airport right after that dual terrorist bombing in Roman Vienna. I mean, we deplaned at the gate next door, and I got to see the blood and everything. That was a little bit scary. But even with that having happened, it was very fast to get across the borders. And they'll go back to that system. And the idea of young people wanting to continue to be slaves to the European Central Bank because it's going to be easier to go on summer holiday, that's a very short-sighted view. It's a very, very short-sighted view. All right, now, I have a story, and this is very alarming. This came out of no less than Huffington Post. And they're talking about an article that appeared in the Journal of Medical Ethics, in which Alberto Giubilini from the University of Milan and Francesca Minerva from Melbourne University argue that newly born babies are no different than a fetus when it comes to abortion. And these people call themselves medical ethicists. And they're saying that we should accept afterbirth abortions, killing a newborn baby because, oh, he's got the wrong eye color, or his hair looks funny, or something like that. And in this article in the Journal of Medical Ethics, they're coming on out and saying that fetuses and newborns do not have the same moral status as actual persons. In other words, newborn babies are being declared unpersons by these so-called ethicists. Now, the first question comes to my mind is, who gets to decide who is or is not an actual person? That's a very, very slippery slope. Because when you have governments that declare a segment of their population to be Untermenschen, or cattle, it leads to all kinds of abuses, whether you're talking Nazi Germany or Israel. So these people are actually out there saying a baby after it's born is still not a real person and you can go ahead and kill it. Now, abortion is a very, very complex issue, and I have mixed feelings on it. I understand and accept there are circumstances in which abortion has to be available. Cases of rape, incest. I'm very much opposed to the idea of women who don't want to see themselves as sexually active and they don't take precautions and they get pregnant and they use abortion as a form of retroactive birth control. I do have a problem with that. And I also have a problem with this idea that women can get abortions without any input whatsoever from their husbands, because that's an experience I went through. But it is a complex issue. But for these people to come on out and declare that newborn babies aren't real actual persons and therefore you can kill them after they're born, that's obscene. I think these people should lose whatever degrees and medical licenses that they have with an attitude like that. And I know the New World Order, population control, Agenda 2030 people are all in favor of that. Oh, there's too many of you hoi polloi out there. We want to kill off 90% of you, and then the earth will be ours, and it will be beautiful, and it will be natural. By the way, Tom Clancy, one of the last books that he himself wrote alone without a ghostwriter was called Rainbow Six. And despite the title kind of being a little off-putting, the storyline was actually very, very real. And one of the things I liked about Tom Clancy was how well he researched his books. And in the book Rainbow Six, it talks about a group of money junkies who just decide they have the right to wipe out 90% of the human population so the world can go back to nature, except, of course, for their palaces of glass and crystal and stainless steel. And I don't think anybody should have that right. I don't care who you are, what elected office you hold. to go on out and say other people have to die for whatever your particular agenda is. Now, I understand there's a population problem, and there always will be because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But anybody who comes up to me and says there are too many people on planet Earth, my response is always, there's a tall building right over there. Feel free to jump off, try and hit a banker on the way down. But we have people running around this world who think just having a lot of money gives them the authority to play God with other people's lives. Melinda Gates, for example, who basically married into the Gates fortune, and she thinks it gives her the right to go around the third world saying, well, you can't have children. You shouldn't have children. Your children are offensive to me. I'm offended by your children. Now then, the CDC has halted the use of the nasal spray flu vaccine. Just a few days ago, an advisory committee at the CDC voted against using the popular flu mist nasal spray vaccine for the upcoming flu season. Tests show it's only 3% effective in children ages 2 through 17. 3%? It's a failed product. It's a failed product. Now, another story coming out of Natural Society, apparently there are 22,000 nurses who are mounting a lawsuit against their hospitals for ordering them to be fully vaccinated or to always wear a face mask when dealing with the public. And the position of these 22,000 nurses is that it is their constitutional right to refuse any treatments that they think may actually be more harmful than beneficial. They're citing it as a constitutional right to the sanctity of their own body. Now, that's not really in the Bill of Rights, but it ought to be. Now, apparently, in states that still allow parents to opt out from the vaccine schedules, they've tried a new, very heavy-handed piece of psychological propaganda, where the vaccine refusal form has a little checkbox where parents admit to endangering their child's life, even though we know your child is more at risk of death from the vaccine. It's even on the package inserts. But it's just another way of brainwashing people and trying to coerce them into buying these products, pumping them into their kids' arms. Let's take a couple of phone calls here. Richard in Alabama, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you're not a person. You're people.
Yes, I am. Cogito ergo sum.
The definition of the word person, so it excludes people.
Well, I didn't agree to that.
Well, it's the federal courts have decided that the definition of the word person excludes people.
What was the context for this decision?
Well, I don't remember. It was a really long one, and I don't remember the numbers or how to look it up.
Okay, well, I'll have to look that up myself because that strikes me as very absurd to define a person legally excluding us carbon-based life forms.
People.
And
excludes people.
Yeah, excluding people. All right, well, Richard, thank you very much. I'll take a look at that. Let's switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I read that Rainbow Six. Excellent book. And it really should. And there's more. I just saw a movie, as a matter of fact, on TV recently and on HBO, my dish. The Brothers Grimm, I believe it's called. It's actually a comedy, but Baron Cohen. But
oh, yeah.
It also has something to do with, trying to wipe out the population, good portion of population with disease. Also, that movie about the last of Planet of the Apes, the recent Planet of the Apes. So this is in Hollywood's mind. Now, whether they're just warning us to watch out and be careful, or this is just like saying, this is what we're going to do to you, whether you like it or not, I don't know. But I can tell you this. There are people who are who have also written about, like, I know he's very seriously against stuff. Is like Dean Koontz. A number of his books have been about
in the Planet of the Apes movie, that's actually a horrible lab accident, and that could happen. I'm very concerned about that epicyte gene that sterilizes people who eat that corn. And I've been saying all along, this experimentation with tinkering with the code of life is potentially far more dangerous than nuclear reactors, because they could make a mistake that creates an extinction-level event, like the epicyte gene. If that has broken into the wild, sooner or later, it will contaminate all the corn, and we'll see a major, major population drop.
I just don't know how we're going to stop this anymore. You know, it just goes on and on. And, you know, now that the government is willing to make it even harder to label this stuff, you know, I'll be honest with you. If I could speak Russian and understand it, I'd really consider moving to Russia.
If Claire and I were younger and they would take us, I'd probably move to Russia as well. I'm sure their film industry could use a very experienced visual effects person.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, at our age, they're going to look at us and say, medical costs, no, stay home. All right, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mark. We're going to come back with another phone call after these few words.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take some more phone calls here, apparently the U.S. Military, the coalition forces in Iraq, have responded to this revelation that they seem to be protecting this ISIS convoy as it retreated from Fallujah. They wouldn't bomb it. They wouldn't let the Iraqi F-16s anywhere near it. And the Iraqis flew in anyway with helicopters and basically slaughtered ISIS. Well, the official U.S. government explanation for why they refused to bomb this convoy and why they interfered with the Iraqi F-16s getting in there, the weather was bad. It was really so bad. We dared not fly out there in the weather. I have a little comment for the Pentagon. Wars are not fought always under clear skies. Look at what Patton had to go through with all the inclement weather he was dealing with. All right, grab some phone calls. Art off the grid, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Boy, what a bunch of sissies we have in the military.
Yeah.
It's raining. I don't want to go out and fight. Anyway.
Oh, and by the way, the Pentagon is now allowing transgendered people to serve in combat.
Yeah, I heard about that. Anyway, you know, I know you don't normally take the same caller twice in one broadcast, but I had to weigh in on something you said a minute ago about these people that are saying, no, we don't want to vaccinate because we don't believe in, you know, and this comment that, you know, the right to refuse whatever is not in the Bill of Rights. We have to remember, when we make statements like that, we really should follow up with, but just because it's not specifically stated in the Bill of Rights, refer to Amendment 9, also known as Article the 11th, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. This was put in there because our founders understood that we have far more rights than could possibly ever be put to paper. And so the Ninth Amendment was designed and worded in such a way as to basically tell the government and anybody else who might think about treading where they should not be treading, that just in case you think we forgot something, we didn't forget. And the most fundamental right that all man has, and I use the word man in a biblical sense, is the right to choose for themselves. That is the most fundamental of all rights, your personal right to choose. So these people can choose not to be vaccinated. That is their right, because these vaccines are poison, for crying out loud. I don't vaccinate.
You know, you've hit the nail right on the head. If the vaccines were working, if they were safe, nobody would care. But it's this growing body of information out there that these vaccines are dangerous that has people so concerned.
Here's another part of my argument that I tell people, you know, and I use this, you know, remember not long ago, there was this mandatory, you've got to get your children.
Art, I'm sorry, we got to let you go. Art, we got to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to take a station break. We're going to be back, hopefully, with Leon Sue after this few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.